Hey guys, Rockwell Peterson here.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Announcing our new podcast, Ponderosa Ponderers. We're going to be here talking about a lot of different topics that we think are important, and we'd like to bring voices from the youth into the scene.
Yeah, we'll talk about topics like politics, religion, some controversial ones, movies, shows, and just basically whatever.
Yeah, I think above all else, we're going to be bringing in people at random to talk with us, people who both share our viewpoints and disagree with them, and, you know, talk civilly. Above all else, discuss what we believe and why, and not necessarily score points and win and prove who's right, but simply to understand the other opinion, which I think is very important in times like these, uncut, unedited, and above all else, just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Not being too critical on others and just having good civil debates.
Yeah, we think it'd just be a good idea to, especially in trying times like these, show that you can find common ground without disagreeing. You know, you can still understand other people without necessarily being right or wrong, and we're here to show that as best we can and get some youth voices out from here in the Black Hills, pondering with the Ponderosas.
Exactly.
Yeah. For our first episode, we'll start it right here. So we had thought about this a little bit on the way to the studio, and I want to get, you know, your opinion on it and let them hear where it's a question that I heard while I was watching Louder with Crowder, actually. He brought up the point, we tend to, as a society, teach women what to look for in men. But who taught you, as a male, what to look for in women?
Okay, yeah. When we talked about that, I pondered on it quite a bit, and I came to a realization that me, myself, and I did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing with me and with just about any other guy that I've talked to about it, where we don't get taught what to look for in women necessarily. And by that same standard, women aren't taught what to be for men in the same way that men are taught what to be for women.
Yeah, and it's like, women are taught to look for these aspects, these things in men, but I think it's unfair to us because we aren't taught to look for things in women, and women aren't taught to be those things.
Exactly.
Unlike men.
Yeah, we're taught to be stoic, strong, higher emotions, and above all else, be there to protect and care for and provide for your wife or girlfriend, which we're not saying are bad things, and we're not saying should be ended. Yeah. We're just saying there's a certain lack of teaching men what to look for in women. Because what I've taught myself is to look for someone who's honest and loyal and semi-attractive. Someone that I can work with on things going forwards and will work with me. You know, someone who's just as invested in the relationship and respects me, which isn't a whole lot to look for. And if you look at it, isn't quite the same caliber of what we're taught to look of what women are taught to look for in men. And
exactly, yeah. And I taught myself, like you said, loyalty and just trustworthy, and also, I forgot what I was talking about. Totally had it in my mind. But anyway, like maturity
yeah,
is a
absolutely
big thing. And they have to be mature, and we have to be willing to work on things, to get through things, and be willing to give up some sort of thing like finances.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with finances, and I would want my wife to be willing to give that up so I can control where our money goes, because I really enjoy it and I know how to do that.
Exactly. We also need to mention on top of that Isaac here is an accounting major.
Yeah.
just so that just so that that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, but, too
bad. Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. I truly think relationships are all about compromises and working together, because it's basically a dance. It's you two building a life together.
Exactly.
And I've heard it described as a puzzle, you know, where you each have pieces and you're trying to fit them together as your lives click together into one big puzzle. And conflict comes when you both have a puzzle piece that you want to put in one spot, or one of you has a puzzle piece that doesn't quite fit, and you have to figure out, you know, how to work around that and what you're going to do about it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so I truly believe that if we could just start the trend of, even if just our generation, Gen Z, starts truly thinking about what we are looking for in women and teaching our kids someday about that, you know, teaching both girls what to look for in guys and teaching guys what to look for in girls. And raising women above just being sex objects, because that's basically what we teach men to look for at this point, is just that one-dimensional sexual attractive level, that of which truly warps our society in how these women act, because that's the only thing that they're taught men look for. Mm-hmm. You know, the mantra of all boys are looking for is sex. Well, if a girl wants to get a guy, then the only way she knows to do it is through sex, which I think is just a very detrimental attitude to have.
Yeah, because that's all we, the women, were taught, is that boys just want sex, but that is incorrect. Boys want loyalty and love and compassion.
Yeah.
Not just sex. We're not sex raging monsters.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. And don't get me wrong, it's nice, but we need to focus on building a relationship, not a hookup culture.
Exactly. Because we need better families.
Exactly. Because
in which this generation has been raised, the families aren't going as well as they should be.
No, I think a strong family structure would help a lot, because I personally, my parents were divorced and remarried, and I know
my dad left and divorced my mom, but he is back now and it's going well. But it was very hard for a while.
Absolutely. And we can both talk at length about how that changed us. And I truly think that'd be a good idea for one of our future episodes. But
yes,
we'll stay off that topic for now. And mind you, it's not just a religious thing as to why we are proposing a stronger family unit. It's better for the human psyche. And it's better for us psychologically. You know, it teaches boys what a man should be by observing their father, and it teaches women what it teaches girls what a woman should be by observing their mother.
Yeah.
And sometimes you miss out on that if you don't get one or the other.
Yeah, if you lose one, then you miss out on that, and it's very rough.
Absolutely. And mind you, I used to be an atheist and I'm now an Odinist, and
I am a Roman Catholic.
Exactly. So it's our agreement on these things doesn't come from a religious standpoint, necessarily. It's from the standpoint of a pack mentality. You know, what's best for the pack? Because humans, mm-hmm. in the end, are pack animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of wolves. Got to protect your pack and do what is best for them.
Yeah, it's interesting, because the study that started humans referring to each other as alpha males or beta males came from a study of wolves in captivity. Well, they did some studies of wolves in the wild, and they actually showed a strong family structure instead of an alpha and beta structure where one alpha rules. It was actually kind of a mother and father thing, you know, alpha female, alpha male. And then everyone else was kind of on a similar level, which I've also observed in friend groups that I've been in, because I'm commonly the alpha male, as is Isaac, by Western standards, but I'm also usually referred to as the dad of the group, which I think is a much more natural, if kind of childish way to put it at times,
mm-hmm.
As the one who kind of leads, protects, and looks out for, you know, genuinely cares. Because I think alpha male has been warped a bit to just be the strongest. And it's not necessarily that. It's it's whoever's willing to be there and is the most liked and cares for people. I think that's a big thing we're missing out on, is fathers are meant to care and protect and guide and nurture and just be there for people.
Yeah, they're not just supposed to be there to be strong.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to do a lot. That's not going to help your kids out.
Yeah, no,
like, you just got to be there for them and help them through what they're going through and teach them.
Absolutely.
Especially.
Yeah, it's actually been observed in chimps where the alpha male may not be the strongest as long as he makes the right deals with other chimps who are stronger than he is. So he basically builds a bodyguard around him who, by his structure, supports and feeds them.
Hmm.
You know, giving up more of his food than the other alpha did, who was bigger and stronger and needed more food, as opposed to the smaller chimp. So it's not necessarily always the strongest, it's the smartest. It's the one who can make the best relationships. And that's why I think in our educational systems, we need to really be teaching both emotional skills in the self and in interacting with people.
Yeah.
Because I think those will get you much farther than book smarts, that emotional intelligence.
Yeah, and socializing.
Absolutely.
Like, socializing is a huge part in life. Mm-hmm. And with what your connections you have in life, mm-hmm. that gets you places.
Oh, absolutely.
And they need to teach you that in the school systems.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And not just socialization, but positive socialization, you know, because it's kind of a rampant problem in schools right now, bullying. And I think, I personally believe part of that is our crackdown on fighting, because kids can no longer stand up for themselves the way they used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is, it's kind of not good.
No,
I think you should stand up
for
yourself and protect yourself and not
absolutely.
Be bullied.
Absolutely. I mean, the issue is you'll stand up for yourself and then schools will haul you in as the culprit.
Yeah.
And I truly believe it'd be a good idea to have, you know, a set boxing ring in every school where kids who have a disagreement or an issue or who are being bullied can challenge that kid officially. And you can have, you know, a school-registered nurse, because most of these kids aren't going to be strong enough to hurt anyone anyways. You put some gloves on them, you let them duke it out. Most likely they'll get tired. Worst comes to worst, maybe a bloody nose. I doubt anything will break until high school level. And at that point, most of the bullying's done anyway.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you put, like, have you seen those huge, like, weird gloves?
Yeah, absolutely.
That don't even hurt? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can
just
see how
just
that would
something
work.
To let them get their aggression out, because we are aggressive animals. And I don't think we should be fighting that. I think we should be channeling that. Mm-hmm. I think we should be using that to resolve problems that can't always be resolved by word of mouth.
Yeah. And I feel like a bunch of people will disagree with that.
Oh, I'm
because
sure.
Because they'll injure the child and all that. So if that does become a thing, you would probably have to get written, like, consent yes, from the parents.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be hard, and will probably never happen.
Yeah, but it's just a theoretical thing that I think would fix the situation, not something that may always be practical in application.
Yeah.
But it's just spitballing an idea around that I think would help, because as a kid who was bullied, you know, school systems don't help much at all. Their anti-bullying processes are not helpful by any means, and I just, that would have helped me at least, but mind you, I'm a 6'6", 200-pound man. You know, it's a bit easier for me to say that it'd be better to duke it out than it is for someone smaller.
Yeah. Like, for someone smaller, communication would probably be the best thing.
Oh, absolutely.
They have a disadvantage on a person like you, a giant.
Well, I tried communicating with them, but it just never seemed to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's another topic.
Yeah, that's a topic for another time. As you can see, there are many topics that we like to cover, and there's a lot of different places that we can bounce around to. So
indeed.
if you like this talk, be sure to tune into the next one. We'll be bringing in some other people, friends of ours, for this next one, and discussing a topic that will be determined.
Yeah, and probably will bounce around a little bit.
Oh yeah,
like always. But
as always, I think part of that part, it's got its own beauty.
Yeah, it's part of the process.
Oh yeah, we get there when we get there.
Yeah, of course, we're just beginners.
Oh yeah. Well, if you enjoyed that, remember to tune in next time to Ponderosa Ponderers. Thank you very much, folks, and have a great day.